All ever heard that name?
I just heard of her, actually.
I've never heard of her. Me neither. I'm sorry. 1988, was that the year you were born?
Yes, I was born this that year.
This is great stuff. You know what? Maybe I should have gotten her on the phone, too, and she's all mad that you shattered her record. All right, but you won the tournament. You were the MVP of this tournament in the triple overtime game. I got at it. What'd you get? Did you get a plaque, a car, watch? What did you get?
I didn't get anything, but it was good enough just to get that honor, so it's fine.
All right. You know, because I'm lobbying for this. Samantha Murphy, the outstanding guard there at senior at Grand Canyon University, I'm lobbying that they should get you some, you know, comfortable sweats, maybe some Under Armour gear, pizza, food.
Yeah.
Food is always good.
They feed me.
We don't need trophies or anything. We just need to, all right, you've won three in a row. You mentioned it. It just kind of jump-started you guys for this little win streak. Is it everybody's kind of found their roles and they're hitting on all cylinders now? Do you feel good about, as you get ready to host this weekend, a nice little tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly what's happening. A lot of the girls are now a little more confident. I'm more confident.
Yeah.
And just we do know our roles, and we have great leadership senior-wise, lots of veterans on our team and stuff. And even the freshmen coming in this year are just way more confident in themselves and their abilities and what they can contribute to our team.
They're not afraid of you seniors now anymore, are they? They just come in.
No.
They're all I got to ask you this, and you can't name them all, but because you're going to get off the air and you're going to go to practice today, and you can say, hey, I mentioned you on the radio. Who are some of your peeps? Who are some of the girls, your crew, your homies that you run with? I know your teammates. Who are some of the girls that make you go, your buddies, so you can go to practice and say, oh, yeah, I gave you some love on the radio today. Who are those people?
Well, I got to give love to Rosalind Nelson.
Yep.
You know, obviously I've missed her this last year and a half. She's been out with her knee and everything. So I'm extremely excited that she's back. We have really good court chemistry and off the court chemistry and everything like that. And, you know, Stevie Camp is a great addition to our program.
Yes.
She sets me the best screens, anybody can set out there. So I definitely appreciate that. And we got, like, Christy Girdley, who's a senior. She's been playing with me for 4 years, and she really stepped it up. I think these last couple games she's kind of finding her groove. Maylin Smith, the new freshman, and she's been pretty consistent, and that's good for us because she's a freshman, doesn't play like a freshman. So.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Well, now you can tell him you gave him all love. Oh, I told Kevin McCabe you were great. Obviously, Samantha Murphy, unbelievable ball player. You could have played at a lot of Division I schools. Did you get recruited heavily out of Xavier? What were your when you played at Xavier Prep here in the Valley? What was the thought process when you came out of Xavier? Was it to go Division I? Did you get offers? What were you thinking back then?
I mean, I think everybody thinks they can play Division I. I certainly thought I could, but I didn't really get much out of high school. I don't think I played softball in high school as well, so I didn't commit myself fully to basketball until my last year. And I played club for 1 year, so I guess I didn't really get a lot of exposure then. And I don't know, it worked out. I think it worked out for the best. I mean, I'm really glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm at home. It would have been nice, yeah, D1 school would have been nice, but I don't know if I would have done as much as I've done here, you know.
No, and I think that's what I want to ask you. You look back now as a senior, and I know it blows by, those 4 years. Now as you look back, your personality, your lifestyle, just a great fit as you look back on it now?
Yeah, perfect fit. Everything really happens for a reason. And I think, you know, God directed me here for that reason. I've had a successful career in basketball. I love the school. I love all my teachers. Just great community. And I'm glad I can have my family come to games and everything. It's very important that, you know, they're around and they're sharing in this just as much as I am. So.
It's a blast, and I'm happy that I get to be part of it as well as you know, being your boyfriend and all. And the fact you're like in every record, you're like leading in every category. So I want to let people know that we're having fun here. She can flat out play. What are you studying there at the Canyon? What's the field of study you're looking at?
I'm gonna get my degree in pre-physical therapy.
Wow.
But I've kind of decided that I'd rather become a PA, a physician assistant. So I'm kind of like dual classes, I guess. I'm trying to get a lot of prereqs for PA school out of the way now.
Do they make you go to class? You know, because you're a big star basketball player. You, Teachers let you cruise, don't they?
No, I'm in class probably more than anybody on my team, I feel like.
Nah, that stuff gets in the way of all the actually, I'll tell the people. Samantha Murphy from Grand Canyon University, won the PacWest Female Scholar Athlete of the Year. School is something that is very important to you, isn't it?
Very, yeah. I try and keep it my first priority. I'm kind of competitive in everything I do, and school is really one of those things too. So,
got to be first at everything.
Try.
All right. Let's talk some more hoops here. We're talking with Samantha Murphy. It's our Grand Canyon University Sports Report. Threw in a little 49 the other night. Preseason schedule, has it helped your team prepare for the PacWest Conference? Because I think you won the conference like 30 straight years. And I know that's key, but are you guys all set to go? This preseason schedule work towards that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably the best preseason we've played, I think, toughness-wise. And it is a good test for us because our conference has gotten a lot stronger over the years.
Yep.
And you can't just cruise through it anymore. Dixie State will be good. HPU, always good. Even Notre Dame, Dinamar, they're pretty solid. So, yeah, we need to get these good games in, these good teams, these good region teams, so that we can prepare ourselves for, conference, which is ultimately what we're going to win.
And I hope some big tournament, maybe a national championship. Hey, you're practicing in the new athletic rec center over there at Grand Canyon. How awesome is that?
It's sick. It's really nice. I mean, I'm actually kind of disappointed I don't get to play in the arena that they're building up too.
I was going to ask you that. You won't get to play in this beautiful 5,000-seat arena. I'm guessing alumni games, though. You'll be part of that, though.
Oh, yeah. I joke around already. Like, we're recruiting. This GCU team next year is going to have a tough time with our alumni team, I think.
Oh, this is great. Finally, your coach, Trent May, he's one of my favorite people. Is he a perfect coach for what you are and drives you, but does it with passion and compassion?
Yeah, he definitely does care about his players more than just the basketball aspect of your life. And he does try and, teach us the life lessons and things about, yesterday or a couple of days ago, it was being on time and being early, and he stresses a lot about life lessons and everything. And also in the coaching aspect, he's gotten to know my personality, I think, really well. And he knows when to sort of say something that will like fire me up. And I think it plays to both of our advantages. So
that's great. Thoughts after school? Would you like to go play Europe and do some of those things? Or are you going to go jump right into this doctor physical assistant thing? Maybe go play Europe a little bit, or what's the thoughts?
That thought's been rolling around in my head. I'm still not exactly sure. My understanding is that it doesn't really start happening, things like that, till after I'm done with the season.
Right.
So I'm going to play it out. I think I'll kind of know where I feel, how I feel at the end of the season, if my body really feels like playing anymore, or ultimately my goal is to be a physician assistant, so I don't want to wait too long to apply to grad school and all that. So that's kind of why I work so hard in school. I just that's my ultimate goal. But basketball is fun, and if I can do it, if I can keep going with it, I think I might try.
Yeah, it'd be a long distance relationship for us then, and I'd be hard on us. Hey, Sammy, do you have a boyfriend?
I do, yes.
Okay, good. Well, all right. Other than me, that's what I'm trying. Hey, I say it, and we joke, and I have fun with you, but I do love you, and I love what you stand for. And what? No, I do. I say this. I'm being professional here, because I love what you've done over there at Grand Canyon as a leader and a scholar, and just a local hero and basketball player. And I know that sounds corny, but I really do. And
thank
I wish you.
You
nothing. But I know I wish you and your teammates nothing but success. I really do. I mean, we have some fun here, and like the Sam I am, and all that. But I do, I promise I'll be over there. See, you're playing this weekend. You got a couple of home games. Just because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, I've lost my schedule in front of me.
Yeah.
You got two home games this weekend. When do you play? Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday at 5:00.
All right. So people come out and watch you and see the spectacular talent. She's Samantha Murphy. She's Sam I am. I wish you this. Enjoy Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. She's the best, and she played along with us, and really a special talent over there. And I, maybe undersized for Division I, 5'8", coming out of Xavier. But you throw in 49. I don't care. I don't care who you're playing against. That's balling, as they say down at the gym. Samantha Murphy, remember the name, in Grand Canyon University. Check them out online, GCU Lopes. GCU Lopes, they're uptown, 33rd Avenue in Camelback, and they're going to put in a brand new arena, 5,000-seat arena. I'm guessing she'll be in that Ring of Honor. She'll be hanging her jersey up there in it, I'm sure, and coming back playing alumni games. We're coming back, high school football, big college football rivalry. We'll preview all that next with Bob Kemp in the Sports Zone.
More Kevin McCabe and friends after this live sporting news flash, only on The Fan, AM 1060.
Sporting News Flash. I'm John Jeffries giving props.